In recent weeks, a wave of violence against emos, the flamboyantly dressed fans of emo rock, has spread through Mexico. Daniel Hernandez is a journalist in Mexico City, and he's been reporting on this story for LA Weekly and on his personal blog, Intersections. Daniel, welcome to Fair Game.
Hi, thank you.
So to start off, will you explain what emo is? Who are the emos?
Well, I think in Mexico it's a kind of distinct sort of youth trend that's mostly focused on fashion.
Is it? Does it come from musical roots, though?
Well, I mean, I think like a lot of kind of youth trends that hit Mexico, they start either in the UK or in the US, and eventually they kind of morph into something else. I think that there is a musical base. I mean, emo rock, you know, goes back to bands like Fugazi and got kind of really big with bands like Dashboard Confessional and My Chemical Romance and that kind of sort of genre of music. But again, I think when it's translated into Mexico, some of the roots are either lost or forgotten or just not passed on. And so that's kind of the big complaint that other youth sort of urban subcultures have in Mexico toward the emos, that they don't understand their own roots.
I want to get to the backlash in one second. I just want to understand what emo means. It comes from emotional? Is that where the term comes from?
Yeah, I mean, it comes from emotional, and there's a kind of undercurrent, I think, to the subculture where the youth sort of wallow in kind of the general loneliness or isolation, I think, that you have, when you're young and so on. And so I think that these emo kids sort of find ways to express that, you know, whether it's through what they wear or the bands they listen to or the music they make themselves or the stuff that they put on their, you know, social networking pages.
And so, Daniel, what's been going on with emos in Mexico in this last month?
Well, it started basically in early March. There was a call to sort of clean out the emos in a city called Querétaro, which is in the central north of Mexico. And it's a fairly kind of conservative, very peaceful city. And so it really came as a shock, I think, to Mexico that this happened there. About 800 anti-emo kids converge on this plaza where emo kids get together, and they basically hunted them down and chased them through the streets and found a few and really roughed them up. And so when these images were transmitted across Mexico, I think it started this spark, and other kids who dislike emo and who are, you know, not fans of emo decided to duplicate that in their own cities. And so you saw confrontations and calls for violence against emos basically all over Mexico, from Tijuana, you know, to Mexico City.
And kids have been filming these attacks on their cell phones. The footage has been on the news in Mexico and YouTube. How violent are these attacks?
Well, I would say mostly the violence, if you want to call it that, has been projected online. The thing is, you have seen instances where some kids, you know, have been injured and have been kind of hurt in this. And it has gotten fairly violent in some cities. Here in Mexico City, for instance, last week, the emos tried to march to a street market that is kind of where it's kind of the meeting point for all the different youth subcultures of Mexico City. And the emos tried to do a peaceful march to this market called El Chopo and sort of make their presence felt. And they were met by punks and skinheads who were basically throwing rocks and bottles at them and yelling every kind of obscenity you can imagine. So there is a lot of tension, but I would say that it isn't kind of there have been sort of mostly isolated cases of violence, and the authorities have been very sort of on top of the situation and have been coming out in force basically when there are confrontations between different tribes, which is what they're called here. They're called urban tribes. And and in addition to that, the human rights commissions in several states where some confrontations have occurred are trying to get involved and investigate what's going on.
Daniel, we've only got about a minute left, but why are these emos so maligned? Would you say that homophobia has a part in these attacks?
Well, I think that there's a lot of different things at play. I think homophobia is definitely one of them. Mexico is still very much a machista society, as it's called.
And emo is kind of androgynous?
Yeah, and the emo kids, I mean, you hear complaints that the emo kids are androgynous, that the boys look like girls, and they sort of, and you know, they're emotive, they're emotional, so they're very kind of willing to express their feelings and all that. So I think that's an undercurrent. Homophobia, definitely. You see some gay rights organizations here in Mexico that are sort of organizing around this. And also, I think there's class fissures that are at play. In Mexico, the class divisions are still very rigid, and emo kids tend to be from middle or upper classes in Mexico.
Finally, on your blog, you pose the question of whether this trend of violence toward emos might actually be good for emo as a subculture. How so?
Well, I think it's interesting because before this happened, I think a lot of emos weren't so good at really understanding why they were so drawn to it. And now that there's all this attention being given to them, they're able to better sort of articulate why they're emo. And I think that there's also been an outpouring of sympathy for them from around the world because, you know, the basic issue is, you know, you should be able to tolerate in any kind of democratic society, any kind of group, right? So I think that the attention in a way has been good for them, that they're able to sort of express and closer identify with all the reasons why they chose this style and this culture. So in that respect, you know, the violence aside, I think that the emos are sort of maturing through this kind of wave of backlash against them.
Daniel Hernandez, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Daniel Hernandez has been reporting on the emo bashings in Mexico for LA Weekly and on his blog Intersections. To learn more about him, visit our website, morefairgame.org.